For more than 40 years, the group Mustard's Retreat has been carrying the banner of folk music as a way to share what's in the human heart, a way to speak truth to power and to call out injustice. Well, their newest album is out. It's called Make Your Own Luck. And they are with us now, Libby Glover, Michael Huff, and David Tamulevich. It is a pleasure to say welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having us.
Very glad to have you here. David, you've been quoted as saying folk music is at its heart defiantly hopeful. And indeed, you are on the Defiantly Hopeful tour. So
that's right.
What's got you feeling defiant?
Oh, defiantly hopeful. I think that's what folk music is all about. I mean, I think Pete Seeger said that, you know, there are defeats. There are always going to be defeats. It's what you do after the defeat and how you carry on. And I think that's what folk music is about.
Mr. Rogers said, you know, whenever there's something bad happens, look for the people who are helping. He said that so kids wouldn't be scared, you know, and we're all in this together. It's like, so we all have to remember that.
I think it's harmony. I think it's harmony. All about harmony.
Yeah,
harmony.
Good answer.
And Libby, how do you describe the kinds of messages in this new CD, Make Your Own Luck?
Well, it's a positive message. It's a way to go forward. It's a way to feel better, to let your blood pressure down a little. These are trying times. Let's face it. People are upset. And I just want to sing them through it.
Yeah, the first song is called I'm Gonna Walk It With You. It's like the fact that we need this. Sometimes when we play, people come up after a show and they say, oh my God, we needed this.
Well, it looks like it might be a hard road, but I'm gonna walk it with you. And I know you might have a heavy load, but I can carry some too. I will lift you up when they push you down. I will raise my voice, stand my ground. Well, it looks like it might be a hard road, but I'm gonna walk it with you.
You know, I think about the history of Mustard's Retreat. And, you know, David, this was group born in the 1970s. You're not the kids anymore. Time has marched on. And I'm wondering, how do you feel your approach to your music and your writing and your audiences, how has that changed over the decades now that you're not the kids?
You know, I don't think it's changed at all. Because, I mean, we never set out to be anything that we aren't. You know, we sing the things we like. We write about things that move us. And I mean, I know I got into this. This is the folk world is my community of choice. You know, I was so thrilled by Pete Seeger and in the 60s, what those people were singing about. I mean, it was community and compassion and doing the right thing and making the effort.
When you think of, you mentioned Pete Seeger, and I'm just thinking of the music that I grew up listening to, Peter, Paul, and Mary, and Bob Dylan, and Joan Baez, and Buffy St. Marie, and the list can goes on and on. And I think of them pushing for civil rights, pushing for an end to the Vietnam War. What causes do you feel, Michael, should be tackled now in 2018 through folk music?
Well, think about Operation Respect. Sometimes we open shows for Peter Yarrow, and he's got this thing going called Operation Respect, which is a way to just let's think of a better way to deal with bullying. I mean, it's like it names it. It puts a name on something that once we have a name on it, we can wrestle it. So that's
and sing about it.
Yes, exactly. Yes, yes.
What about you, Libby? What kind of causes? What's
2018? I was born and raised in Flint, a great choral structure in the Flint public school system in the 60s, wonderful money funneling through for the students. And for me, it's just a heartbreak, Flint. And when David brought Take the Children to the band, I thought to myself, well, here's a way that Mustard's Retreat, who Flint has been very, very good to us since the first minute I ever took them back to Flint so proudly. And just a wonderful, the Flint Folk Music Society, etc. So anything that we can do to make sure that no one forgets the Flint water crisis, that's where I'm headed.
Let's take a listen now to Take the Children and Run.
They say they'll fix it if we only stay calm. Go back to your factories, go back to your homes.
Don't get excited, don't you lose your cool. And those bosses will share their power with you. Take the children and run. Take the children and run.
That is powerful. And what did you want to say in that piece of work about
Flint? That song was actually written by another songwriter, Donald Lang, who wrote it about the Three Mile Island disaster. And I had a radio show in Flint, and I used to play that song a lot. And when, again, like Libby was saying, when this happened, we wanted to do something. And I loved that song. And I asked Don, I said, can I adapt this? So I rewrote a verse and some of the lines in that song.
And let's please give a shout out to Christine Lavin, who made a wonderful video.
She made a great video
for it. You can find that on YouTube or on the Mustard's Retreat.
I do love, just as you're these things you're saying, that there is a sense of camaraderie among the performing arts community in our state. People stick
deep
together.
Deep abiding love. Deep, I would say deep abiding love.
We're all in this together.
Yeah. Now, I have to say, there is room for fun in Mustard's Retreat music. Michael, tell us about My Daddy Ain't My Daddy Anymore.
Well, you know, it is what they say about country music. All you need is three chords and the truth.
I saw an ad for Ancestry. I thought it would be fun to take a DNA test and find my origin. I spit into a little tube and put it in the mail. When my results came back to me, I started down this trail. My daddy ain't my daddy anymore.
People are, with this ancestry thing, people are finding out a lot more, like too much information kind of things. Unexpected. They don't tell you that in the advertisements on the TV. No, they don't. But it's all there. And now there are support groups for people who are finding out more than they thought they ever wanted to with the ancestry thing. But that's, you might as well laugh.
David, for people just discovering you, tell us where the name Mustard's Retreat came from.
When I first came to Ann Arbor in 1972, I worked at the undergraduate library. And my supervisor there was named Nancy Mustard. Mustard is an old Ann Arbor family. She was a guitar player. I was just learning to play, and she showed me this little slide on the guitar. I went home, I wrote a tune and used that slide, and I thought, well, I'll let me name this after her. And so there's an old fiddle tune called Bonaparte's Retreat. So I just took it, Mustard's Retreat, and forgot about it.
When I think of Mustard's Retreat, what I think of is, I think of it as a place that you'd like to go. It's like you go down the two-lane road, you turn right at the Red Barn, go down the two-track, you turn left at the boulder, up between the trees, up along that ridge drive, and on the other side of that ridge is Mustard's Retreat. It's a place that you'd like to go.
Well, the CD is Make Your Own Luck, and it will take you to that special place known as Mustard's Retreat. And there are a bunch of dates. You're busy, busy, busy around Michigan and elsewhere. So you can go to their website, mustardsretreat.com. And by the way, no comma in the mustards, mustardsretreat.com. Libby Glover, Michael Huff, and David Tamulevich, what a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.